Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tension prevails in Belgium during third day of lockdown. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in five more arrests, bringing the total to 21 as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels subway system and its schools are closed again today as wary residents face a third day of lockdown and another work week overshadowed by the massive manhunt. European Commission President Donald Tusk spoke with reporters about the Islamic State threat.
I deeply believe that terrorists will not intimidate us, because in fact freedom and solidarity is much stronger than fear and violence. It's also our political obligation to be together against this dramatic challenge, maybe the biggest one in our times.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Bamako. Now, that one killed 19 people. A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June. Israeli authorities reported a Palestinian stabbing attack Monday near a market in central Jerusalem, a day after a series of incidents in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Police said Monday's attack involved two women with scissors stabbing a man before they were shot by a police officer. On Sunday, the military said a Palestinian stabbed a 21-year-old woman multiple times in the head and chest before nearby officers shot him dead. This is VOA News. As winter approaches in Afghanistan, the Taliban offensive continues with much greater intensity than it has previously at this time of year. The ongoing hostilities, coupled with deepening economic troubles, unemployment estimated at around 24%, and governance issues have brought President Ashraf Ghani's government under mounting opposition and public pressure. Ayaz Ghul reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
Taliban insurgents continue to stage battlefield assaults on Afghan security forces and temporarily seize territory, particularly in northern Afghanistan, where the onset of winter traditionally causes a slowdown in the fighting. The Islamist insurgency has expanded its activities in northern Afghanistan, particularly after it briefly captured the strategically important city of Kunduz in September. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui says Afghan forces have launched an operation to evict the insurgents, promising good results very soon. He says that the government is determined to evict the insurgents from the Yamgan district and inflict heavy casualties on the enemy to deter future Taliban attacks in the north. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Now, the Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui also says that security operations are being planned to flush out insurgents from other areas, including the major poppy-producing southern Helmand district. Iran said Sunday it sentenced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Mr. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iranian state television's website, but said it was not finalized. Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell spoke with reporters about Mr. Rezaian.
I think there's no doubt that Jason has been a victim of this collision in Iran between tectonic forces, including people who are still very much opposed to the nuclear deal with the United States, and I think are doing all they can to block it.
He also says that Iran has produced no evidence of wrongdoing by the journalist. The U.S. State Department called on Iran to vacate the sentence and set the reporter free. Secretary of State John Kerry said today that there is a united front against the Islamic State group, and he's absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated. Speaking to NBC's Today Show during a visit to the United Arab Emirates, Mr. Kerry said there is a strategy in place and that the United States, which is leading a coalition of airstrikes against Islamic State, is escalating its efforts. At least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies from the rubble today, 2 days after a massive landslide near a jade mine. Officials say at least 100 people are still missing after the collapse. And opposition leader Mauricio Macri has won Argentina's first ever presidential runoff election. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.